about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You know, this is really uncomfortable.
No, this is uncomfortable.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Should pot be legal?
I think pot should be legal for medicinal purposes and entertainment purposes, but that's it. Anything outside of that is just, I think, crazy and not a good reason to legalize it.
Judge, preach, tabernacle.
Violence is never the answer.
Want some poppers?
And now.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Knock you up.
Hi, Callie.
Our feature presentation.
I forgot about Callie.
I forgot about Girl,
You Make Me Want to Get You Pregnant.
Me too.
Oh, that's such a great R. Kelly song. I listened to the whole thing the other day, and I thought, he rules, right?
Yeah. Oh, no question, yeah. I just did a bad way, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's a brand new program, and it is a Thursday morning.
We certainly have room for your call today. If you'd like to pick up the phone and get on the air, 1-800-520-1067. That is the telephone number. Get on the air, get a prize for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Have to start today by talking about Psycho Mike's new hero, 31-year-old Michael Kevin LaLana. You probably don't recognize the name, but I'm sure you saw him on the news yesterday. He is accused of putting his essence, shall we say, in his co-worker's water bottle on two separate occasions.
Oh. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
Now, is the coworker male or female?
Female.
Oh, wow.
The story act comes out that dare not speak its name.
This story has very many interesting twists. He comes out of Santa Ana, California, by the way. He was arrested Tuesday, accused of, you know, in his female's co-worker's water bottle on two separate occasions. He's charged. This is what's interesting, by the way. I was thinking about this, and I always like to, one of the games I play when I read a news story is guess the charge. Like, what are you going to charge him with, right?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on this?
I mean, the only thing I could think of would be some kind of assault, but...
Two misdemeanor counts, each of releasing an offensive material in a public place.
It's like a toxic spill.
Releasing an offensive material.
Yes, in a public place, which, by the way, we could send Corolla away for life.
Wow.
If I knew that there was a releasing an offensive material in a public place, every time he comes in, we could get him arrested. And yes, Kevin, assault also. That was the second charge.
Who's ever heard of that?
Crazy, right?
That's the best.
But the two separate times, that's what intrigues me.
Yes. By the way, when he eventually gets sentenced, apparently they will factor in committing a crime for sexual gratification, which is another nuance of the law that I was not aware of.
I didn't know that existed either.
It's different if you do something for a non-sexual reason than if you do it for a sex. Maybe they have laws on the books like this because of people who go nude in public, for instance. There are people who are doing it just to be nudists because they're comfortable. Then there are people who are doing it with the intent to shock and titillate other people that see them. You know, maybe it's that sort of distinction.
But how do you prove?
To humiliate someone.
Yeah, how do you prove why he was doing it? I mean, maybe he was doing it as a prank or to humiliate or just as a practical joke.
Right.
How do you
know
it?
That's a great question, and that's my biggest problem I've always had with hate crime legislation is you've got to get inside somebody's head to determine whether they're robbing the guy because they want the money or because, you know, he's black. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's always difficult.
They're also charging him with
the act that dare not speak its name.
If convicted, he faces 3 months to 3 years in jail with mandatory sex offender registration, which also surprised me that he would be a sex offender. He considered that.
Wow.
Therapy.
Yeah, but you can get that for just whizzing in public.
Right.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Here we go. The incident happened back on January the 14th at the Northwestern Mutual Mortgage Company in Newport Beach, according to the Orange County District Attorney's Office. Investigators say the man entered the victim's office and deposited his semen into a water bottle that was on his coworker's desk. How he transferred it or if he did it, deposited it directly, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it was a direct transfer.
The identified victim, who was unaware of the bottle's contents, drank the contaminated water. She threw it away after feeling sick, investigators said. Now, that surprised me a little bit.
She didn't throw it away.
That's what she said. No. Clearly, she's not going to be my girlfriend. 3 months later, the victim and 6 other employees, including the defendant, were transferred to a different branch. That's where the second incident occurred, according to officials. He is accused of assaulting the same victim by depositing it into another water bottle that the victim left on her desk. The victim took a sip from the bottle, then felt sick. Then she decided to send the specimen to a private lab to be tested, and that's when they found out what it was.
She must have had. She must have been tipped off.
Yes.
By somebody, because how would your mind go to that? How would you? This doesn't taste right. I better get it tested.
She must be very familiar with the flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that tipped her off. I've done this to Mike like 10 times.
I know, and he never finds out about it. Yeah, you'd think a guy like Mike would certainly, you know, have a taste bud for that. Right?
He likes
it. If it's a regular clear water bottle, it might look a little cloudy.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so that's what did him in, because they were able to DNA test the material and they traced it back to him, and the next thing you know, he's in jail.
So every guy in that place had to...
Every guy.
Had to produce
a sample. Oh. All right, sample day, everybody. Who's first?
Well, I mean, I think with the DNA, I mean, I don't think they have to test the same fluid.
That's true.
I think they could probably just swab their cheeks or something.
Damn it.
But
that would have been funnier.
It would have been funnier.
That is not a sexy story, though, right?
No.
Yes.
Sort of. I put a lot of stuff
Mike loves it.
In people's drinks. I mean, that's always fun.
Because
then you watch their face, you know, and they taste it or whatever, and it's good times. But
yeah, you were Dr. Rohypnol back in college. If I remember
correctly. That was my nickname. Yes.
That's how you were known,
Dr. Roh. All right, it's time for your phone calls. Any topic, 1-800-520-1067. Call me.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
If you recognize the names Jamie Bestwick, Anthony Napolitan, or Dakota Roche, then this is a great prize for you, because they're all going to be competing in the private Levi's BMX Pro Team demo coming up this Sunday. Plus, we'll throw in a $25 Tilly's gift card for being on the air with us on the Kevin and Bean What It Do, Nephew. Let's start with Kevin on line 2. He has a comment about that story.
All right. Hi, Kevin.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I gotta agree with the authorities on this one. I think you do something like that, straight to prison.
Straight to prison?
Minimum.
Wow. Did this happen to you?
Did it happen to you, Kevin?
No,
are you drinking one right now?
If something like that did happen to me, then I'm gonna have to kill the guy.
Well,
that's reasonable.
So right. We've got to think about the repercussions.
So what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, or whatever.
I don't know how that applies.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit of an overreaction.
No, he's saying he's saying he would have to react in a way that would send him to jail for life.
I know. I think it's a bit much.
Yeah,
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Just listening
I know.
To the story.
I know.
Yeah, it's not a good story.
But it was weird because Psycho Mike was licking his lips. that's a different reaction than I was expecting.
It is weird. Thank you very much for the call, Kevin. It is weird to somebody has to decide, all right, what's this crime worth? What's that crime worth? And
right.
A lot of people think lots of sentences are way out of line commensurate with the crime. I mean, this is a crime that some people would look at as not harmless, certainly
as a prank.
Something that deserves repercussions, but not send the guy away for 5 years.
No.
Especially when we have nothing but space in the jails.
Right.
So that's good.
That is true, yeah.
Got that going for us.
Roberto, line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for calling. What's going on, dude?
What it do, Kevin and Bean? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's happening?
All right. Well, not so long ago, I was listening to you guys while delivering newspapers, and a homeless guy that's always asking for cans all of a sudden started asking me why I'm treating him like a little boy. Then he did the same thing the next day, and when I stopped to give him a can, he started kicking my car and ran after me.
Wow. What made him angry? What was the change? Why?
I have no idea. I've seen this guy quite a bit, and I mean, he's attacked 2 other paper guys.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe he just hates the newspaper.
I don't know.
The internet is better!
Oh, I hate newspapers!
Yeah, man, I had a can for him.
You had a what?
He had a can for him.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So the guy is trying to ask you for cans because then he recycles them for money, is that why?
Exactly, but then he keeps, when I get close to him, he'll ask me why I treat him like a little boy.
What does that mean? How does he think you treat him like a little boy?
I have no idea.
Do you put him on timeout?
No, he just starts saying that as soon as I get close to him. So I think he thinks I'm his dad or something. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, so the homeless aren't necessarily all that stable.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you deliver the papers on a bicycle? Or you throw them from a car, or are you carrying them?
Now, with these gas prices, I wish it was a bicycle. I'm delivering as I'm talking to you guys right now.
In a car.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Then I'm surprised that the homeless guy, I mean, if you're in a moving car, I'm surprised that he can get up to you and start doing that.
Oh, man, with all these customers, the porch and leave the paper hanging by the door and all these requests, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of stopping. Okay.
I used to deliver newspapers until I threw it right through a window. Threw it right through a woman's window and it went inside. And I just kept going. I just kept going. I was like, oh, maybe she won't know it's me.
Maybe it was somebody else throwing a paper through her window. Thank you for the call. I also had a paper route for a couple of years when I was coming up. Yeah, I think it's pretty
common. I'm so glad those are gone.
If you're looking for a job to add on to your other jobs that you already have, a paper route is one you go to because you can get it done before the other ones start, because that's the 5 a.m. job. So I think that's why a lot of us end up with those.
Sure. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we?
Tasty. I'm in. Where do I get tickets?
Don't need them. Today we have, thanks for that info, Bean.
Yeah.
Pretty good sesh, I think. Pretty good sesh. I think it's going to be good. We have highlights of Tosh.0 last night. I don't know if you saw the Preacher Webb redemption.
No.
I did, and Tosh is so awesome, and he is so awesome. I want to go to that guy's church.
This is the guy who's mother effer this and just cursing every other word, but he's a preacher, and he says he comes in the name of the Lord. And he can't stop cursing. So Tosh, you know, brings him to his Sunday school class. And they are how old, Bean?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
10-year-olds? 9, 10-year-olds? And that guy rips. He rips and tears. He tears and treads. What is it? Which one is it?
Rips and tears.
Rips and tears. Yep. He's the best. We have an instant request today. We have sleepwalking.
Oh, good.
There's a story in Illinois about a guy who got set free. He was being brought up on rape, sexual assault charges.
Yeah,
but he was sleepwalking, and they proved that that was true somehow, or the, you know, at least the jury believed it, and so he was found not guilty.
It's pretty amazing.
Happens in murder cases sometimes too.
Yeah,
we started looking into it. There's a lot of sleepwalking charges,
dozens of them. Yeah.
So everything that I do, I was sleepwalking 2 in the afternoon.
Absolutely
sleepwalking. We got Dr. Drew every Thursday, so we're going to talk to him.
Not even a real doctor.
We're going to, I believe he is.
I'm not, I think it's just like Dr. Pepper. I think he just gave himself.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think it's just like Dr. Pepper. We're going to talk to Doto today.
Yes.
Because
really all I care about. What do you mean you hope?
Well, how he is.
Yeah, but, he is. He's not reliable.
Oh, but it's still on, right?
It is still on. All yes, right. He is still on. And he is leaving again for Nam, man, in about a week. So it's good that we're going to get to him today.
So just in time. All right. Okay. So that's coming up today. Plus, there's a new study that's out where a psychiatrist learned that if a girl with small boobs is hitchhiking, like anyone hitchhikes anymore, and a girl with big boobs is hitchhiking, you'll pick up the girl with big boobs more often, as a scientific study.
Now, how much do we pay for that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's one of the things we'll have to ask him.
Does he just want to meet chicks with big boobs?
Yes.
Is that the reason he
yes.
does this? Okay. All right.
Because there was another study where he said bigger-breasted women get bigger tips.
These so are the only studies he does.
It's basically, it's just he puts out, you know, like casting calls.
Right.
This guy rips.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's the kind of scientist I want to be.
Hey, big-breasted women watch TV, too. That's
right.
My new study. Awesome.
All right. So all that coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next.
And it is time for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
Valley boy, he's just a valley boy. Valley boy, he's just a valley boy. Like, oh, my God, Ralph.
What's going on, Ralph Garman?
Showbiz stuff. Congratulations to Lindsay Lohan.
She out?
Not yet.
No.
But looks like she's going to be making some cash when she does get out. Hollywood Reporter says Lindsay might earn $1 million from her first after rehab interview. Looks like OK Magazine is willing to pay that to talk to her and put it in their periodical.
That's the one in England?
It originated in England, and now it's all over the U.S. as well. They've got a U.S. magazine, too. So
$1 million.
They will be ponying up the cash to talk to her about her 14-day jail stint and what happened as she cleaned up. Hollywood Reporter also guesses that she will make about $25,000 to $100,000 for event appearances once she is free to get out and start partying again.
Excellent. That's what she needs.
And I don't know if you remember this or not, but Lindsay Lohan used to be an actress.
What?
And apparently she also has some work coming up, as we mentioned before, as the star of the legendary X-rated film Deep Throat in a biopic about Linda Lovelace entitled Inferno.
I do applaud the direction she's going with the topless scene in Machete and then doing the porn star bio. It does seem like she's heading closer and closer to X-rated stuff, which is where we want her. Right?
Absolutely.
Betty White is still in the news, believe it or not.
Stop it, Pete.
Apparently, she's just signed a 2-book deal with a publisher, G.P. Putnam. She will be releasing 2 books in the next year. One, of course, is a memoir called I'm So Old I Fart Dust.
I don't believe that's the actual title.
If that were it, I would buy it.
It's not called that, but it should be. It's called Listen Up. She'll be detailing the lessons she's learned during her lengthy show business career.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And the second is a book about animal stories called The Zoo and I, Betty and Her Friends, which features stories and photos of Betty banging animals.
No?
What?
No.
Yeah.
She's been an animal
she
advocate
loves
for
horses.
50 years.
Oh, can't get enough horse.
I just don't care at all.
Sometimes they have to put the horse in a special harness and then lower it on top of her.
No, that's not true. And once it snapped
and killed some broad.
If that were true, I would read that as well, but it is.
I should write her books for her.
Yeah.
I hope she does in stores so I can give her a bottle of water.
I like animals so much. Dang. Nice.
Jason Sudeikis' friends don't understand why he's dating January Jones.
What?
He's a star of Saturday Night Live, and according to Us Weekly magazine, his friends are concerned because usually he dates smart, funny women, and they seem to believe that she's a bit of an airhead. Those friends grabbed their seeing-eye dogs and quickly left the scene with their canes tapping merrily along the sidewalk. F you, friends. That's what I would say about Jason Sudeikis. F you, friends.
You're allowed to date one that's not smart, okay?
If she's
hot
enough. Plenty are not smart.
She's hot.
Don't worry
enough.
About it. You ready for the Michael Jackson video game?
No.
You? I'd like to know what it is first.
Ubisoft announced yesterday that they are releasing a new video game called Michael Jackson: The Experience. Doesn't say exactly how you play this game, but apparently there's plenty of singing and dancing, and many of Michael's biggest hits, including Billie Jean, Beat It, and Bad, will be featured in the video game. It'll be available for all systems, but Michael left in his will he'd like it to be played on... I won't say anything. How'd you like to smell like the Sex Pistols?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, they're releasing a new celebrity scent.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
Fragrance and Beauty Limited is the name of the company, and they're releasing the new Sex Pistols fragrance.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It really doesn't.
What does it smell like, you might ask?
Well, what does it smell like?
The press release says it's fresh, restless, with a bit of lemon, sharpened and intensified by a defiant black pepper.
Oh, those black peppers can be so
you
defiant.
You cannot tame the black peppers.
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
Press release ads. Oh, and heroin. We forgot heroin.
Okay, good.
That's good to have that scent involved as well. Wow. When I think of Sex Pistols and I think of outrageous rock and roll bands, of course, immediately springs to mind is the Backstreet Boys.
Sure. Yeah.
And E! News has released the information that apparently New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys are teaming up for a super boy band reunion tour that will hit the road in March of 2011. Apparently, Live Nation is putting the show together as trying to get Boys to Men to reunite to join the lineup.
Not interested!
Apparently, NKOB and the Backstreet Boys will also record a single together that they will launch at the beginning of the tour to try to generate interest. I'm guessing this will be a big seller. These tickets will sell.
That's just not good.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Backstreet Boys and their drawing power these days, but I do know New Kids on the Block, since they got back together, have been on the road continuously and sell out lots of big venues. I mean, they really draw on the road.
Have you gone?
I've not.
Yes.
Ooh. And the Vatican's pissed off at Julia Roberts.
Uh-oh.
What did she do?
Apparently, she never got that vein in her forehead baptized.
Yeah!
No, apparently, they went to see her movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah.
And they said Julia goes to Rome and never looks for God there. She passes by a number of historic, important, religious locations, but all she's looking for is food. She doesn't care about her spiritual self, and only finds a spiritual awakening when she meets up with some Hindu guru. How about us?
How about the Catholics? Well, hey, what about over here?
So there...
She was in Rome, nothing. She goes to Ali Sambalabi Habi, and then next thing you know, boom, spiritual awakening. Unacceptable, say the Catholics.
She was in the eating phase.
In Rome, in the praying phase.
Right, yeah. Praying was next.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the Vatican complaining that they're not in it.
The Vatican is jealous.
You know what I mean?
The Vatican is jealous that the Hindis got all the good press in Eat, Pray, and Love when she was right there in Rome, and she was too busy stuffing her face with gelato and pizza instead of getting on her knees and making the sign of the cross.
There's an order to things.
And it's weird that they blame Julia Roberts because she's just, you know, following a script based on a book that somebody else wrote.
I was just being euphemistic when I said that they're upset with Julia Roberts.
No. Oh, they're just upset with the
She's the star of the movie, so I was just trying to make a little entertainment there. Not literal. It wasn't literal.
Who's upset specifically?
Pope's not trying to get into the ring with her or anything.
That'd be a great undercard for Kevin Spite.
Just telling your story, man. Just everyone relax.
Imagine if the Pope and Julia Roberts were the undercard for Kevin versus Michael Clark Duncan. That would be so awesome.
I'd fight him if they would fight.
You'd fight the Pope?
No. Okay. Clark Duncan, the Pope would fight.
What is this? Have you seen the billboards for Wildcats, new TV series, Wildcats?
Yeah. No.
I'm watching. Whatever it is. I'm watching. Hellcats.
What is it?
I don't know, but I'm watching. That's what I'm telling you.
When is it?
I don't know, but I'm watching.
All right, but if you don't know, well, how
are
you going to watch?
Have you seen the billboards?
Who's in it?
I don't know, but I'm watching.
Dave's telling me CW, September 8th.
There you go. CW, September 8th. My ass is in front of a television set. Because I don't know who that little blonde is in the front and center. She's in it, but she's like off to the ugly side of the billboard.
The curly haired blonde in
that
front.
That blonde, she's stopping traffic. Everywhere I go when I'm driving around town, there's a ton of these Wildcat billboards up. People are slowing down to look up at her. I don't know who she is. We've got to get her on the show. Hellcats.
Producer Alex says it's about bitchy cheerleaders. That's what the show's about.
I'm watching.
All right. We're not trying to stop you.
I'm just telling you, open up your eyes and start looking at these billboards, and you'll go, what? Right. You look at that girl.
Will do.
All right. Speaking of girls.
Yes.
No, I'm out of time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what a tease.
I went to see Prana 3D yesterday.
Oh.
Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
Mother effers.
Right.
Tell to the mother effing Lee Brook.
In 3D, by the way.
Yeah. You don't know how 3D she's in this. You have no idea. You can't imagine how 3D she is. You have no... F you, by the way. You don't know. You Wait. Can't know.
All right.
No.
But take it easy. We know she's hot. She's been around.
No.
I mean, you've seen a million pictures of her.
No.
You have.
3D.
All right.
I'm
in.
I'm not allowed to talk about it until Friday, but I'll tell you what happens in the movie on Friday with Kelly Brook.
Okay.
In 3D.
It involves
That's all
nudity.
You need to know. No, Kevin. It involves her baking...
You never know.
Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
I'd watch her do that.
Oh, man. This just gets worse. Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Gallagher, who, of course, was on the OC as the dad for many seasons. He's got some big-ass eyebrows.
Yes, he does.
He was on Covert Affairs, also the new TV show. Very
I like
good
that.
Actor. Good guy.
Used to smash watermelons.
Nope.
As well.
That was Gallagher, the comedian.
But he was in Oasis, though. That's who we're talking about.
Gentlemen,
right?
That was Liam.
Oh.
And then his brother,
Noel.
Cliff.
No. It was Noel.
He's 55 years old today. Adam Arkin, son of another great actor, Alan Arkin, is 54 years old today. John Stamos. Johnny S.
Yeah.
Stay to the most. He was on Entourage recently. It was very funny. He's 47 years old. Kira Sedgwick from The Closers, 45. Kevin Dillon, speaking of Entourage, is also 45 today. Nate Dogg celebrates his 41st birthday.
Yes! Matthew, we have a little something special for that later.
Well, in the next hour, maybe we'll talk to Nate. Matthew Perry is 41. Fat Joe is 40 years old. And actor Erica Christensen is 28 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All right, people, everybody try to contain your enthusiasm. This is like Christmas comes and goes on December 25th, and then like 2 weeks later, you get a whole nother Christmas. Twice in 1 month, ladies and gentlemen, we get to talk to Doto, one of our favorite Kevin and Bean listeners, the International Man of Mystery, joining us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Doe!
Hey, Kevin Bean, how's it going, man?
Very well, how are you, man?
Great.
Hey, Bean, did you get my message that I sent you that I was watching Hard to Kill with this girlfriend of mine?
I did, and before we hear about that, let me explain to the Kevin and Bean listeners that Doto's a friend of ours for a long, long time. About how long would you say we've been talking to you on the program? Many, many years, right, Do?
Since November of 2000.
Okay.
This is a week before Thanksgiving.
All right. So like 10 years Do has been on our show. And Do is the international man of mystery. I say that because he travels the world. He's very rarely in the United States. But when he is, I do often hear from him in the email, and it's so exhilarating when I see your name in my email box because I never know what I'm going to get. And here's just a sample of some of the emails that I've gotten over the last 3 days from Do. Bean, maybe you could be of help. I might want to go out to comedy clubs and perform my talent. So do I only go when you guys send me, or do I go on my own? Do. Then I get another one a couple minutes later. Bean, I want to go to comedy club to show my talent plus hone my skills. Is it possible that I could do it or not possible? Be honest. Do. Then the next one I get is, Bean, I'm seeing on a date, guess what we did after dinner, watch Steven Seagal at my house, Hard to Kill, Do. So you can see why I enjoy hearing from Do. And you bring up so many great ideas, Do. We have many things we want to talk to you about, but why don't we start with your date the other night? Did you really bring her back to your place and watch Hard to Kill?
Yeah, I'm being honest. We went out to dinner, then we went back to my place because you know how the movie theater is. Sometimes it's damn traffic being.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of people there, and you don't want
to. So I decided to just come back and just watch Steven Seagal. What the heck, right, Bean?
Right. No, exactly. No. Now, did she know ahead of time that the plan was after dinner you were going to go home and watch Steven Seagal movies, or is that something you brought up at dinner?
First, we wanted to go to the theater, but they think I don't want to get stuck in the damn traffic, you know?
Right. Sure.
So I just say, why don't we just go to my place? Well, let's just watch Steven Seagal, Hard to Kill. She says, yeah, why not?
Okay. Wait. So that's the point where we're surprised. So you say let's go watch that movie, and she says yes.
Yeah. Huh. No, I mean, first, let's go to the theater. And
no, I know. I got that part. Yeah. And then when you decided to go home and you presented Steven Seagal Hard to Kill, she was on board?
Yeah, she was on board because she liked action movies.
Okay.
So she knew that's what she was going to your house for. She didn't think you were just inviting her back to your place to try to get sex, right?
No, I mean.
Did you? Did you end up that way?
Well, did I end up that way? The thing is that almost but my sister was home, I didn't want to do anything so dumb, Kevin.
Oh, I see. So you didn't.
Because you had other people in the house. I got you. Okay. Is this a serious relationship that you're in with this young lady, or was this a first date, or what?
Yeah, because I've known this young lady since July of this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, as I mentioned, I met her at one of those buffets.
Sure.
Well, that's the best place to meet a woman.
That is where you meet the sexiest women, is at the buffets.
So how many dates have you guys been on?
About two or three.
Wait a minute. Is it two or three? I mean, if it's two, you know it. Right?
Yeah, a few.
It's not about two or three.
Yeah, in July I saw her about two or three times. And in August I saw her about once. About two, three, or four.
Two, three, or four. All right, any of the above. Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to thing two. I want to go to comedy club to hone my talent plus hone my skills. Is it possible I could do it or not possible, too honest? We've been giving this a lot of thought, and I think it was, I can't remember if it was Kevin or Psycho Mike, but somebody on the show yesterday came up with a fantastic idea for you, Do, that I really think is going to introduce you to show business and help you hone your skills as an entertainer. Would you be interested in hearing about this remarkable offer?
Yeah, what is it, Bean?
All right, well, let's have Psycho Mike pitch it because he's the one that did.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be a part of it.
I think this was actually Omar's genius idea because we took Doto to a comedy club before.
Right.
And it worked out, but it didn't really give him the result he was looking for.
Well, he needs to hone his skills.
Right. And he's very raw. He's very energetic.
Right.
So we figured take him out to Venice Beach, out there on the boardwalk, where there's a lot of street performers. And Doto, some of these guys make serious money. And that way you don't have anybody kind of trying to control your act. You could do really whatever you want to do as long as it's within good taste.
And you can do it all day, right?
Yeah, no time restraints.
And the marketplace is in full effect there. If your act is good, if you are compelling, if people want to see you, they will. They'll stand there and they'll watch you, right?
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is something that we could look at in the future, Bean.
Yeah, because, you know, those guys are playing guitar. They open up their guitar case, and then as people walk by, they'll put in tips. I mean, you know, you can make money while honing.
Yeah, but, like, hopefully I can check this out on the website, Kevin. I mean,
check this out on the website. You mean look at it on the webs before you go there?
Maybe not.
Well, maybe you just go and you see some other people doing it.
Yeah.
So you
have you been down to beaches like the Venice Beach? You know what we're talking about on the boardwalk, where you have a bunch of entertainers that are performing for people who are walking by, and if people want to stop and donate money or listen or watch, they can.
You know, I may have been there years ago, Bean.
Okay. But you understand the concept. You know what we're talking about. You're just out on the boardwalk, basically. And you're telling jokes, and Kevin's right. Some of those guys make big money doing it. I mean,
and how long would they need to do it, Bean?
See, that's the thing. You're your own boss. You can do it for a minute. You can do it for 6 hours. It totally depends on you. You can hone a lot in one day.
I mean, look, let's put it this way, Doe. Let's say you want to tell jokes, right? That's what you want to do at a comedy club. You want to do stand-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a new audience every couple of minutes if you're standing there on the boardwalk. You could keep trying your jokes and see which ones get the best reaction. And in addition, you might also make some money, because that's what they do down there, is they put a hat out or something and people throw change in.
That's pretty funny, Bean.
It's not funny at all.
We think that it's a good plan because it allows you to work out what works the best. I mean, that's what Bean's saying, is you have a new audience. You can try that same joke 3 times in a row, maybe with a little different ending or something, and hone your skills.
Mm-hmm.
You seem underwhelmed.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Kevin Bean.
Kevin. Okay, so here's what we want you to do, Doe. I know you're leaving again for Vietnam.
I'm going to mall.
Tomorrow you're going to Vietnam, and then you're coming back when?
I'm coming back like September, beginning, like mid-September to beginning of October.
Oh, my God.
Mid-September, the beginning of October.
So you're going to be in Vietnam for a month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah, I'm just going there for some family business, Kevin Bean.
Family business.
Okay, listen, while you're on the plane, you got that.
Yeah, what's the family business?
That's kind of personal, Bean, Kevin.
Why?
It's business.
We're doing some real estate business, Bean.
Kevin. Okay. Listen, while you're gone, your assignment, homework.
Hey, I have a question. Do you mind if I do those shows on United Airlines?
What? You mean stand up and do comedy?
I'm just joking, Bean. I don't know what's going on in my head.
No. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. You should do stand up on United Airlines.
Absolutely, you should. Sure. I mean, you got to hold your craft wherever you can. But here's what I was going to say, Doe, before you so rudely interrupted me. While you're gone, your assignment, your homework, is to write out, I don't know, 10 jokes. Let's say 10 jokes that you feel good about. When you get back, Psycho Mike will go down with you to the Venice Boardwalk, and we will film you on the boardwalk telling your jokes to passersby, give you a chance to own your skills, give you a chance to get some experience, give you a chance to make a little bit of money on the side, and then we'll take it from there. How's that sound?
Yeah, and then we also can do comedy clips, Kevin Bean.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I thought that we should do it. It's pretty much a combination of both, right? We can't just put our eggs in one basket.
Right, we never want to put our eggs in one basket.
That's right,
but
absolutely.
We're talking about honing, and then, you know, once you hone, then you can go to a club. Do you have a favorite joke? Do you have a joke that always kills? One?
I don't have a Kevin.
Not one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's okay, because now you've got some time to work on that before we send you out to the pier, okay?
Yes, Kevin Bean.
Real quick question before you go. Now that you've got this relationship with this young lady, what's going to happen when you go away to Vietnam? Are you going to stay with her, or are you going to try to find other ladies?
You know what? Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to be in a relationship where I am exclusive, yet I am also going to date. That's basically what he's saying.
Well, look, when you're in Vietnam, you won't have to pay the woman. So that's good, right? To go out to dinner and go back to his house and watch Steven Seagal movies?
Hopefully not.
You won't have to pay her, right? So that's good.
Maybe case by case, being Kevin.
Case by case.
Excellent point, Deb. All right, listen. We're out of time. Have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to hearing from you upon your return, and then we'll make this happen.
I'm thinking about the VIP lounge tomorrow, Kevin Bean, in the airport.
You're thinking about the VIP lounge?
Yeah.
Meaning doing comedy there?
I mean thinking about the champagne at one of those lounges.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about that.
I hope you enjoy that a great deal. All right, Doe, you're the best. Have a good trip, all right?
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right.
Bye-bye, Doe.
I don't know what happened.
I'm just thinking about champagne, Kevin and Bean.
That was the best.
Oh, I love him so much.
That was unexpected.
Dr. Drew will join us for our weekly visit because it's Thursday on the Kevin DeBean Show. That is coming up. Hey, every once in a while you'll see a story in the paper and you'll go, they spent money on that. And in many cases, it's taxpayer dollars going to studies, scientific studies, where they end up with the conclusion of, oh, I don't know, oil spills are bad for the ocean. I mean, that's the sort of thing that they actually sometimes spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on. And you go, I could have told you that before you spent all that money and spent all that time doing the survey. Well, this is one of those.
Nicholas Guggins is the name of the psychologist, and he did a study about breast size and whether it affects females who hitchhike. And he, and by the way, they put in the article, they put, i.e., put out her thumb as cars whiz by.
Well, it is a scientific survey.
And it's been a long time since anyone really hitchhiked. You know what I mean? But
yes.
His study was that guys will stop for girls with bigger breasts more than they will for girls with smaller breasts.
And two, what are the socioeconomic implications of that knowledge?
Well, he's going to put it in his book, Consuming Instinct, What Juicy Burgers, Ferraris, Pornography, and Gift Giving Reveal About Human Nature.
Huh.
And he's done other studies about the size of a woman's breasts and tips at a restaurant.
Interesting.
And it turns out that it seems like every single one of his studies is the same.
I love that this was a real world study, though, where he actually hired actresses, basically, to stand on the side of the road and hitchhike and then wrote down, for instance, A cup breasts, 40 out of 774 male drivers stopped to pick her up. B cup, 46 stopped to pick her up. C cup, 60 stopped to pick her up. I mean, that takes a long time to
sure
do a study
is.
Like that,
couple
right?
Couple years, I'm guessing.
But well worth it, because who could have ever guessed that a woman with bigger boobs would attract more attention?
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way, it did not have the same effect on women. Women do not stop any more frequently for ladies with larger breasts. So we learned that from the study as well. But we have many questions for this scientist, Nicholas Guggenheim, who joins us on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show right now. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin DeBean. How are you?
We're doing great.
How do we say your last
name? Glad to hear it.
How do we say your last name? We're a little confused.
It's Gagan.
Gagan.
Nicholas Gagan.
Gagan. Okay.
All right, fine. I'm sorry.
It's such a pleasure to be on your show, you know?
It's great to be with you as well. So did we – I know you were on hold as we were describing the new paper, sir, but did we summarize it properly about the hitchhiking?
Yes. Shocking research. I've been working in the lab for years, coming up with studies of the human mind.
Now, not to be insulting, but Bean and I could have both told you that people would stop for women with bigger boobs without doing the study.
Ah, but did you have the proof? Or was it just a guess on your part, a non-scientific assumption?
Well, probably a non-scientific...
Well, science doesn't work that way, my friend.
Right, but the conclusions you came to would have been our guess.
So now you have the evidence to support your assumption.
Okay.
But that's not the scientific method. We've got to put things in a laboratory situation and make sure that they're actually true, don't you know?
I see. Okay.
I do understand. I get that. But what about Lisa's question, which is, what are the implications of this research? What can we now do with this knowledge?
Does this Lisa have giant breasts?
No.
And I don't care what she has to say.
Wow.
That's another thing I've proven in the lab.
Right.
Men are much more willing to sit through the yammering of a woman if she's got giant calves.
I think that's true, but again,
now you have proof.
Okay, but what about that? As we pointed out, all of your studies just seem like a way for you to meet chicks with big boobs.
That's ridiculous. Look at some of my other studies.
Well, the only other one I see here is the waitress, and they get bigger tips if they have bigger boobs.
Well, I've got more studies than just that.
All right, well, I don't know them.
I recently have proven that women with large, big, voluptuous breasts require more fabric in their shirts to cover them than women with small chests.
Right, but I'm saying that's logic.
It's scientific proof.
But it's obvious.
I measured the fabric of a shirt of a woman with giant big calves.
Right.
And then measured it against that of a lowly woman with small, tiny boobs. And it turns out the women with large breasts need more fabric in their shirts.
Right, but that's pretty obvious,
everyone
I would think.
Everyone knows that.
But now it's science. But I've also found out that a woman with larger breasts...
Yes, doctor?
Yes, doctor?
Each of her breasts weighs more than a woman with smaller breasts.
Is that right?
How'd you figure that out?
Naked breast after naked breast on a scale over and over again, sometimes checking the weight 3 and 4 times to make sure it's right.
Sure.
And it turns out that those breasts weigh more than smaller breasts.
Well, right. Of course
now
they do.
Now it's science, though.
Right, but that's just like a bigger box of cereal weighs more than a smaller box of cereal. You don't need a study to prove that.
Maybe you should study that. I don't know. I don't know how much cereal weighs. I don't focus on cereal.
Right. What do you just focus on the boobs.
It turns out that some men would rather see a woman with large breasts in a bikini than a woman with small breasts.
Again?
I studied this for 5 years. 403,000 women with large breasts in bikinis. And then one girl with small boobs. But still, the guys love them in bikinis more.
These don't sound like scientific studies.
It's science.
I have to be honest.
It's science.
It sounds like you're just obsessed with big boobs.
You can read all of my study results in this month's Jugs magazine.
That's where I go for my research. Thank you.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, 652.
Highlights of last night's hilarious Tosh.0. Man, that show is so funny. And man, does he get away with a lot of stuff that we couldn't say on his program.
Yes, he does.
Also, an instant request for you, Dr. Drew, is coming up. And have you ever killed someone while sleepwalking? All of that straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
Thank you, Bean, for that, because it dovetails perfectly into my first story today. One of my favorite moments ever on Tosh.0 was when Tosh was talking about his comedy tour and about comedy in general and said, look, it's hard. It's hard to do comedy. Mm-hmm. If comedy was easy, Chelsea Handler would be doing it. And it's time for us, I think, to spend some time, maybe later this week or next week, to delve into the biggest mystery in entertainment, which is Chelsea Handler.
I'm not even aware of her. Where does she
have
a show?
Well, you'll be aware of her soon. Yeah. She has been picked as the host of the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big gig.
Just announced she will be hosting that. Her career is growing exponentially, and it is inexplicable.
She's not funny?
Never, not once, ever, has been once, ever.
I know she's had two really best-selling books.
Yep. Got a show over there on E.
Mm-hmm.
Her career is just on fire, and I don't know anyone who says, oh, that Chelsea Handler cracks me up. I've never heard anyone say those words, and yet she continues to rise. So maybe we can look into it. Maybe we can take some calls from people who can explain to me why they think she's funny.
All right.
Because she's not. But she is the host of MTV Video's Music Awards.
That's a great gig. More funny or less funny than Dane Cook, in your opinion?
Oh, wow. That's like, I don't know, Hitler, Mussolini, I don't know.
At least she tries to do actual jokes.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're called. Her show is infuriating. You gotta watch.
Is it like a talk show?
Yeah, she does like a panel show where she'll sit there and do news of the day, and then she's got three of her friends there who sit with her, and then they all make...
like the Bill Maher show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Only, you know,
only
without
good.
The comedy.
Only bad. Yeah, right,
yeah,
bad.
Exactly. We got an update, by the way, thank God, on the chick in the Hellcats billboard.
Oh, that's
cool.
We know
we've identified her.
What's her name?
As Allison Mikulka. Allison Mikulka from Torrance, California, by the way.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Who apparently was part of a musical duo with her sister Amanda, known as Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ.
I know them, sure.
Whoa, easy.
Both of you. Wait a minute. You and Bean, Mike.
Glad the pedophiles are being heard from.
What's happening?
They were really successful for, like, kiddie stuff. But
right.
Also, I knew their touring drummer very well. And those chicks are...
How about you, Bean?
They had a
what's
TV
your connection?
Show.
What's your connection?
They had a TV show on either Disney or Nickelodeon. I don't remember which one.
I believe it was Disney, the Disney Channel.
Yeah, it was on for a couple of years, 2-3 years. It was pretty popular. I have their Christmas album.
Oh, damn you to hell.
Wow. Damn you to hell. Wow.
Well, you know how I am.
Yes, we do.
Flaming?
So, yes, Allie and AJ, that was her show, and now she, of course, is the star of Hellcats. And I'm, like,
she's
I said,
all grown up.
I'm watching Hellcats.
You mentioned Torrance. Have you gotten an address on that yet? Or?
Oh, man.
Sick.
You want to get her to move?
Apparently, she did a bunch of stuff for Disney. She was featured in the Disney series Phil of the Future.
Okay.
Bean, how was that?
No, don't watch that.
Uh-huh.
Liar.
She was in the Disney Channel original movie Cowbells.
No.
And she, of course, stars in the upcoming CW series Hellcats.
Okay.
So, looking forward to seeing Allie Mikulka in Hellcats. I'm just watching, that's all I know.
All right.
Our producer got an email this morning from Eric Roberts.
Yeah, right.
That's odd.
Yeah. Who said, I heard you guys were talking about Sharktopus. I want to come on and talk about it.
Fantastic.
Weren't we Wasn't he saying this is not something he's proud of?
You know, he said, don't call it a B movie. It's more like a C or D movie. Right. It's a movie I'll never be proud of.
He did say that.
That's what he said, yeah. Yeah. Which I took personal offense to because, you know, my passionate love for Sharktopus.
Of course.
Damn this, you, this Sharktopus. Is...
Right.
I've put the button on right now, for God's sakes.
Here's Eric Roberts from the upcoming Sharktopus that also stars our own Ralph Garman.
The Navy said they wanted a killing machine. That's exactly what I gave them. But greatness comes at a price. It always has.
Yeah! Can't wait.
Yeah, Eric.
Along the lines of Bean's fixation with underage girls, Taylor Momsen's in the news.
Oh, yeah.
17-year-old star of Gossip Girl has been chosen by Madonna to be the model for her new Material Girl fashion line.
Right.
Okay.
Madonna's putting on a fashion line called Material Girl. She's the model.
And I have her Christmas album.
She tells Spin Magazine that she thinks she, Taylor Momsen, dresses like a high-class hooker. She's very proud of that fact.
All right.
She's pleased with how she dresses. Anyone who thinks I dress inappropriately for my age is a scumbag,
she says. Good reply.
She's quite the delicate young flower. She also says she gets annoyed at Rihanna for wearing leather jackets all the time. Because that makes fans think pop is rock and the lines are getting blurred.
What?
Oh, she's a mouthy broad.
She's got a little chip on her shoulder, doesn't she?
She also got in a lot of trouble like a month ago for saying, "Don't call me Miley effing Cyrus." Like,
oh, really?
And doing an interview with like a really kind of straight-laced media source.
Yeah.
All right. I like her more and more.
She's spunky. She's the one who's partying all the time. You see her in clubs and stuff all the time, just swilling Cristal out of the bottle and dancing on bars. She's a good time.
She was also in the parking lot of our radio station about a week ago with her band, Pretty Reckless, doing a concert out in the parking lot.
Huh.
What?
Yeah, you can go to the website, watch the video of her performing out there. Yeah,
a lot of stuff goes on around here. I have no idea.
What's happening right now?
They sent out the mass email.
Did they? Yeah. I missed it.
They're playing on the Warped Tour, apparently.
Brittany Murphy, Simon Monjak, the Hollywood couple. Of course, story was very strange. Brittany passed away in December of 2009, and then May of this year, her husband or her widower, Simon Monjak, passed away. It gets even odder, this story. TMZ.com reports that, according to the L.A. coroner's office, Sharon Murphy, Brittany's mom, alluded to the coroners when they were looking into Simon's death that she shared a bed with her son-in-law.
No, God! Oh. No, God, please, no! No!
So his wife dies.
Which is her daughter.
Right.
Okay.
They move in together, and apparently, according to this document, TMZ has a hold of, shared a bed together.
Well, life's for the living.
Wow.
Together.
Life's for the living.
Wow. That's something.
And apparently, they had prescriptions in both their names on the bedside table, you know, which they use as an indicator that they were sharing that room.
Right.
Because they both had meds on the bedside table that they took before bed.
Because he died of the same thing she did, right?
Pneumonia.
Caused by mold or something, possibly?
They're claiming maybe the house was filled with some sort of toxic mold.
Maybe her mom was filled with toxic mold.
Induced some sort of respiratory distress.
There you go.
But I just think it's a little...
Wow, that's
creepy. I mean, people were questioning when they moved into the same house together that it seemed a little odd. Well, he must be really broken up. He has to live with her mother, and they must really be comforting each other. And apparently...
They were.
They were comforting each other with their hips. Today's celebrity birthdays, Peter Gallagher. Very talented actor. He, of course, was in the OC for many seasons. He's in Covert Affairs over in USA. Now, you know, he's a real good singer, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He is.
55 years old today. Adam Arkin, very talented actor, is 54. John Stamos of Full House fame is 47. Kira Sedgwick's 45. Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 45 years old today. I know you guys aren't watching the Entourage this season, but there was a very funny bit last week where, you remember Billy Walsh, the director of Medellin?
Yes.
He comes back.
Crazy guy.
But he's sane and sober now.
Okay.
And he comes, and so Johnny confides in him that he needs a project, right? So he comes up with an animated idea of Kevin Dillon as a monkey in like a suit who walks around like amongst humans and
so
everything.
He still is
because
crazy.
He looks like a monkey. And he drew it out, and Johnny Drama went nuts on the idea. You want me to hide my face behind a monkey? It was very funny, sir. Matthew Perry,
is 41 years old today. Erica Christensen is 28.
Yeah,
and Nate Dogg, legendary rapper Nate Dogg, celebrates his 41st birthday. I think we got a little taste of his most recent music, don't we? No?
We wish we did.
I thought last hour we said we were going to put together a little Nate Dogg tribute, but we lied.
That did
happen. We lied. Maybe next hour.
Next hour we will
have it. I'll give Mike another hour to find it, and then maybe in 2 hours' time he'll be able to come up with it.
It's him.
You would think it's him doing the hilarious comedy that he would have that at his fingertips.
Mike, should we pull out a calendar? You have something in September, maybe early October?
Can you pencil me in for like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe this week?
He's still looking. We're not making any progress.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Linkin Park on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Well.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying?
I hear Linkin Park and I think, well, there's a rapist in Linkin Park.
That's right, sure.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday, less than an hour away from our friend Dr. Drew with his weekly visit. Also, highlights of last night's hilarious Tosh.0, that's coming up. Are you sure we have to do this now? We don't have something else we could talk about.
Bean likes to talk about things that don't interest anyone.
Yes.
And we've been unable to send the message that we're not interested.
Right.
And so we created a feature called Thanks at Info Bean, and I write down stuff that he says during the commercials or while you're listening to songs. We have to listen to Bean.
I've realized that this is one of our only ways to cope with the pain,
yes,
is to share it with the listeners, is to try to reach out and say, you don't understand. Please, can someone please understand what we're going through? We're just looking for someone to give us a look, to acknowledge the fact that we are suffering this enormous pain.
So this is a cancer support group, is
exactly
what this is.
Yes.
It's never ever related to a conversation that's being had.
No.
That's the key, is that it is completely out of the blue. No one is talking about this particular topic or whatever. He'll say things like, and he's online, so he's reading stuff, and we're not. So he'll say things like, there's a store in New York City called Pop-Tarts. And then I wrote down, no one said anything, because that's the rule. You're not supposed to encourage.
Do not engage.
And then Bean came back with, they sell Pop-Tarts.
Now,
and
help me understand
Mike
why.
Said, and then yes. Mike said, that's shit. That's crap.
Okay. We all go to New York. We've all been to Times Square.
That's Info Bean.
Where the Pop-Tart
store
is. And
then what happens is Bean mistakes the feature as a please tell us more about that topic.
As if somehow we're confused by what he said other than just annoyed.
Right. But my question is, why? Why isn't that interesting to you guys?
Just, it isn't.
Now a
it's
Pop-Tart
not.
Store.
It's not
interesting to anyone.
Where you can go in.
You
can
buy Pop-Tarts almost anywhere.
Yeah. Right,
but you can go in and choose from dozens of flavors, and they have different combinations.
Thanks for that Info Bean.
You don't know, man.
Many of the country's serial killers live in the Northwest. I think that was an admission, by the way. Keeping that for the authorities.
Thanks for that Info Bean.
So, and this is Bean's attempt at a burn. You know, we burn each other. Hey, you guys all eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now, and everybody goes, oh,
that sounds good. I wish I had one.
But he's not good at it. So is everyone looking at a photo taken with the world's longest exposure, or is that just me? And then nobody said anything. And then Bean said, the guy left the shutter open for 34 months. And then nobody said anything. And then he said, you should see the picture.
It's pretty impressive, I gotta be honest.
Thanks for that Info Bean.
Wait, that
it's
wasn't
unbelievable
a burn?
That he can keep going without any.
I couldn't do it.
Right?
I could not do it.
Because you would say it and then you would get no response and you would go, oh, wow.
Bean feels obligated to fill the dead air anytime
he does.
He's around.
That's true.
He can't have just the silence, he can't bear it.
You should see it. Which would make a better pet, an otter or a wombat?
Oh, man.
Thanks for that Info Bean.
I want to get an otter, but I just feel like they require too much water. I think a wombat would be a little more portable, a little bit, take it in the car with
but
you,
here's
leave
the
it
key.
In the house.
We what? Weren't talking about having pets and what it would be like and what unique pets you could have. None of that conversation
was going age-old otter versus wombat debate, Kevin.
Right, until somebody brings up having a wombat as a pet, and then now you're in, though, right?
No, we're saying we're out. That's the point. We don't want this conversation.
I misunderstood.
Thanks for that Info Bean.
Here's my favorite. When I moved to Pluto, and you have to know this about Bean, he's obsessed with Pluto. I don't know how
it's the best planet.
I don't know how it's not a planet anymore. Yeah, first of all,
most people don't have that category.
I don't even have the category of best planet.
No.
I guess it would be Earth if I had to say one.
That's a good one. That's got to be a strong front runner.
Who has a favorite planet? When I moved to Pluto, Think how far off the sun will be. And then Psycho Mike says, oh, my effing God. And then Bean says, think about it. The sun is 20 times further from Pluto is from the
40.
Earth. 40 times further. I can't write that fast sometimes. From Pluto as from the Earth. And then no one said anything. And then Bean said, I'm just saying.
But God,
that's that info Bean.
You started that sentence with when I moved to Pluto. That was right, the beginning of your sentence.
Which is the first thing I've said all day that you guys are on board with, by the way. But listen, our
that's
whole
that
life,
info Bean.
Our whole life.
That's that info Bean.
We've grown up.
That's
years.
That info Bean.
The sun is as far away as it is from Earth, and that's
that info Bean.
It's a bit, I like the remix.
That's that info B. That's that info B.
All right.
My point is.
My point is no. Let it.
It would just be so.
Just let it go.
Bean really should concentrate for moving off of the couch before moving to Pluto. Because priority's straight.
He doesn't need to take that in baby steps, I think.
So what's our buddy Daniel Tosh up to on last night's new show?
Oh, you know the cursing preacher. He's one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
This guy had a cable access show, and he would take phone calls from people, and he would throw around MF and every word there is, but he was holding the Bible and acting like he was a preacher. And it was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And here's a little bit of the audio of the cursing preacher. If you want to see him and see this piece that aired on Tosh.0 last night, you can go to kevinandbean.com and watch it there in video. He gave him a web redemption, but this is some of him preaching on the cable access show.
Motherfucker, you ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan. I guess if you like a house won't go competitive, if I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, no, motherfucker. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar. Kiss my ass, you don't like it. It's my house. Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Obama went to that church? That's Don Vincent, the angry black preacher. So the guy drops a few dozen F-bombs during his sermon. At least you stayed awake. Churches aren't doing their part to keep us entertained. Maybe I'd be more into the Bible if it weren't 2,000 pages long. At least have a Stephanie Meyer's version with some hot vampires in it.
So he goes on this rant about how they're not doing enough to keep people entertained, and this guy actually is. And then he takes this guy to his Sunday school class. I'm putting in air quotes.
Okay.
Daniel Tosh, as if he teaches a Sunday school class. And these kids are 9 or 10, maybe. And the cursing preacher gives a sermon to them.
How long has it been since your last confession?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is him taking his confession. It's Daniel Tosh in one side.
Okay.
And then the cursing preacher on the other side.
It's been like forever.
Why don't you explain what the video is from? Was that on a public access television show?
Yes, that was a show called One Man Show, featuring the spirit of truth, which is me.
Why did they take you off of public access?
Now, this is a great question because we only found that one clip.
Right.
And we kept looking because he was our favorite and he wasn't on anymore. They took him off for some reason.
I mooned the camera one day and they, I could no longer do my show anymore. So, you don't see any sin. All you see is ass cracking nutsack.
So they threw him off for mooning the camera.
Wow.
What's going on in America these days where you can't drop trowel on public access?
Especially if you're a preacher. I mean, I'm sure he had a point to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then he takes him to his Sunday school kids.
How are you, kids?
Hi, Daniel.
Okay, today we have a special treat for you. The Spirit of Truth is going to give the lesson.
Hi, Spirit of Truth.
In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you young children have got to learn to respect your mother parents. Read this word.
All right, now, so you have to respect your mother effing parents, and then he says, read this word. Now, he's talking about the Bible, and I don't know what this means when he repeats it time after time to the kids.
It's the sword. You stick it in your ass like it's a sword. Just stick yourself. Stick yourself, little stick your mother self.
Thank you, Spirit of Truth.
He's holding the Bible and he's saying, use it as a sword, stick it in your ass.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It doesn't sound like
advice.
It doesn't sound like a great message for little kids.
So then Daniel Tosh takes him to a black church, and Daniel Tosh is the DJ. And you'll hear him interrupt every once in a while, but he does a music video of this guy preaching.
If you don't mind, God don't mind slaying your ass at the end of time. You got to be out of your goddamn mind. Got to be doomed to die.
By the way, there's also two girls that are sitting on dancing on either side of him that are wearing gold bikinis.
Yes, it's awesome.
I'm in the light, mother. You just blind, doomed to die. I'm God, mother. You not seem to weave it sacrilegious. You repent for your past, arrest and commit your own crazy mother. We might be going to hell for this. Singing a brand new song. Don't feel comfortable saying that word. Goddamn mother. Because it's going to be going on. Like Donkey Kong. Mother. Donkey Kong. Don't act like you don't know me, fool. What you don't? Ain't no shame on me. Mother. Goddamn shame on you.
This is a very long song.
No. You're supposed to be. What I'm sincerely trying to say is check yourself. Mother. Or you wreck yourself. Check yourself. Mother. Or you wreck yourself. Check yourself, motherfucker, you back yourself. Can I get a motherfucking round of applause for my bitches? I mean my motherfucking ladies. See, I'm getting better.
He's getting much better.
It's time to baptize some motherfuckers.
Yeah, and he's got some auto-tune. By the way, that song should be a hit. Double Rainbow Remix should be a hit. Both of those are better than most of what I'm hearing on the radios these days.
I agree. So that's Tosh.0. You need to check it out on Comedy Central.
You're going to miss Larry King when his CNN show ends later this year, Kevin?
I don't really watch it, but unless you tell me that there's something where he's crazy. Because he's really losing it. So yeah. I like it when crazy old people are on TV. So yeah, I will miss that.
I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
He also is a fascinating tweeter. Recently he tweeted, "Finally got to see Salt. It's a terrific action thriller. No pepper needed."
Oh.
Yeah, he's the older version of Bean. He's like Bean's dad.
Yeah.
Maybe I could take over being him.
Yeah.
He also tweeted, "Why do people say something as cute as a button? Why not cute as a zipper?" And then we got an email from Kevin B. Lister Deborah, who said, "Hey, guys, please tell me you saw Larry King's tweet the other night. Had dinner with Al Pacino. There isn't a better guy or friend. Is it possible that you could get them on the phone together as an instant request?" Well, Deborah, your dreams are about to come true.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
First of all, let's say hello to the great Larry King. Hi, Larry.
You're terrific.
Thank you very much. And your good friend Al Pacino is there with you as well.
Ooh, me, Larry, have a dinner. Not that's better. Share a dinner with a friend, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that you guys were friends. Is this a common occurrence that you eat together?
Oh, Larry and I go way back.
You don't seem like a regular couple of friends. It doesn't seem like you have anything in common.
That's the thing about friendship.
Yeah.
Sometimes it surprises you. Ooh-ah.
Larry, what do you have in common with Al?
How do they make string cheese?
I don't know.
Right. We were asking actually about you and Mr. Pacino. What do you guys have in common that you talk about when you get together for dinner?
At a movie theater, which armrest is yours? See what I'm talking about? These are the kind of things you get at dinner with Larry. You can't get them anyplace else.
Okay,
you can get them from Bean.
Why would you want that, Al? It seems like that's the worst kind of dinner.
He's a fascinating man.
He is.
He thinks with his mind.
Is he? What do you think with?
My heart.
Okay.
I'm an artist.
Is it possible to have a conversation with Larry?
Everyone is into all these acai drinks. Has anyone ever seen an actual acai berry?
Okay,
come on now. You gotta like that sort of information over a salad. Larry, can you pass the pepper? Oh, and then he comes up with something like whoever invented the peanut butter jelly sandwich, you get a Nobel Prize.
Right.
How come the daytime Emmys are not on in daytime? See what I'm talking about? Love him.
Okay. I mean, if it works for you guys, we're not trying to stand in your way of the friendship. We're just surprised. It's not something we ever knew about until we heard from this listener about your tweet, Larry.
Don't
That's
get
all.
Me started on the suspenders. I love those goddamn suspenders.
You love the suspenders.
Oh, he's a fashion genius.
Larry.
In the U.S., mosquito bite equals itch. In Africa, it equals death. Come on!
Way to bring us down, Larry.
Wow,
yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, make me think, don't it? More than just a meal, Larry. Like sitting at the feet of the master.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, listen. Thank you, Mr. Pacino. Thanks, Larry. Enjoyed hearing from you.
I never want to ride a motorcycle.
Okay.
Come on now!
One oh 6.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Our friend Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, I'm getting a lot of, so I can't even imagine how much you're getting in your email box of support for your hatred for Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, wow, apparently I'm not alone.
You tapped into something deep right there, didn't you? Oh.
Yeah, she is inexplicably successful, and like I said, everyone I talk to goes. At best, I get, I don't hate her. That's like
that's the best.
That is just praise from on high for her. That's what I get.
Well, I won't read Larnie's email to tell you, except to tell you that it signs off with vile, vile, vile.
Yeah.
That's how she ends it. So that kind of sums it up. But I think we may have to delve into that a little bit more deeply in an upcoming show.
Well, here's the thing, and I got this from a lot of folks too, is that I forgot to mention this, but regarding her E! Television show,
right?
She used to be banging the president of E! They were dating.
Ah.
When she got her own show.
So that works.
She has since booted him out of the house, I think, after her show was re-upped.
All right.
So, but apparently there are ways you can make it in Hollywood by sleeping with people.
Don't you think something extra that really rubs people the wrong way about Ms. Handler is that she kind of fancies herself a sexy chick?
She does. She has, I think, Kevin Hates where, like, Bette Midler pretends to be sexy.
Yeah.
She does that. She acts like she's a wild party girl and she's a sex machine and everyone thinks she's so hot.
And she's not at all.
She is the girl at the end of the bar at 2 a.m. But you go, nope.
Haven't had that much enough.
There
isn't that much alcohol in this bar.
I love to drink vodka and I bone all the time. It's just like half of a routine.
I'm happy to have missed that in my life.
Well, maybe we'll bring in some highlights.
It is interesting. I don't want to call you out on this, but it didn't bother you when you were sleeping with Kevin to get this job,
how
by the way.
Dare
all, of
you,
sudden,
sir.
All of a sudden, it didn't bother
that
you
then. That was a real love. That was
That was not a business thing.
That was not sheer ambition on my part. That was love.
I didn't realize it was real. All right.
He already had the job, dude.
That's right. I had it at hello.
That was the signing bonus.
Giggity. Conan O'Brien would like you to know that he doesn't hang out with Maury Povich and Connie Chung.
Okay.
All right.
Apparently there was a story that Maury Povich and his wife Connie Chung were recently seen spending the evening with Conan O'Brien.
Right.
Okay.
The New York Post has printed Conan's correction, which he did via Twitter, where he wrote, "Whoever's impersonating me needs to aim higher." So apparently that wasn't Conan that was seen with Connie and Mo.
That's a strange thing to even respond to.
It is.
Like, what? How bad is that? Even if it's true.
Jennifer Hudson has lost one problem and gained another. Well, she's lost about 200 problems and gained another. I don't know if you've seen her recently, but she is looking good. She is thin, and she's in shape. Apparently,
really?
She is a Weight Watcher spokesperson now, and she has taken their program to heart, and she's lost a ton of weight.
Beautiful
but
girl.
Her new problem now is that because of her new body, she fits into a lot of clothes, all different kinds of clothes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now she's got a shopping addiction, she admits.
Ah.
She goes out and just shops constantly, and she admits now that she's got a bit of a spending problem when it comes to buying a new wardrobe.
I imagine that would be exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
being able to wear whatever you wanted and not have to, you know, go into the Jumbo Husky section of Forever 21.
When
or
you're
whatever.
Fat, you walk past those and you go, wow, sure would like to fit in those.
And that'd you don't even want to try on clothes because involves looking in the mirror and then finding things are tight and then squeezing into stuff and... Do you have this in a bigger size? You want to yell that out of the dressing room? So, good for J-Hud.
Is that our nickname?
It is now.
All right.
The Backstreet Boys and the New Kids on the Block. Apparently are...
Boobies!
Oops, wrong one. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh.
There we go.
Are teaming up
each other
and hitting the road in March of 2011. They're going to go on a blockbuster boy band tour. With the reunited New Kids and the Backstreet Boys... going on the road, perhaps, keep your fingers crossed, with Boys to Men.
Tasty! I'm in! Where do I get tickets?
Wouldn't that be excited? Apparently, the New Kids and Backstreet will also record a single together. The powerhouse combo of those two boy bands.
Oh, that's tight.
Before they go out on tour. anyone else surprised Justin Timberlake is sitting still for all this nonsense?
Is he going to be part of it? I doubt it.
Well, he's NSYNC.
Oh, but never mind. I get all my boys' bands confused. Yeah. NSYNC, I guess, will not be joining this tour.
Yeah.
But who's the one on New Kids on the Block? Didn't they have one of those guys that become reasonably successful?
Well,
I guess Donnie did, but Walmart. Then that kind of fell by the wayside.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they all do need the money. I stand corrected.
I don't know how they could. They made just all of it.
They did
like
make all
years.
The money. That's true. And, finally, the Andy Griffith Show is getting its due.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, TV Land has announced they're going to mark the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show with a lot of special programs and tributes.
That's just not good.
Anyone?
No.
Oh, the Matlock fans are excited.
Don't even say it.
What? Just don't.
I'm a bit
not interested.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Look, there's a reason the show has been on continuously for 50 years. It's a really good program.
All right, great.
It deserves the applause, I think.
Our entire life has become one big tweet now with being.
It has, I know.
Yeah.
You prize it?
It's a good show. What can I say? It's a good show.
All right.
And Aunt B? Oh.
How is Lindsay Lohan?
How is she?
Yes. Well, apparently she's doing very well, if you believe her mom, Dina Lohan.
I don't.
But I don't. She told the TV show Extra that her baby girl is absolutely wonderful in rehab.
That's great. Great
and
news.
She is exploring some talents that maybe we didn't even know she had. Dina says she spends busy by sketching and painting all day long. She's quite the artist. Oh, I want to see a gallery filled with her works.
Me too.
Lindsay, apparently the only problem is sketches only pill bottles for some reason. Every painting is the same thing over and over and over again. Just prescription pill bottles.
Strange Vicodin theme.
People struggling to get the caps off. There's a lot of hidden messages in her work. As I mentioned, Chelsea Handler has been tapped to be the host of the MTV Video Music Awards.
No.
So you got that looking forward to. In case you were curious, that airs on Sunday, September the 12th.
That's just not good.
It's happening here in Los Angeles at the Nokia Theater. But here's the lineup of people who will be appearing and or performing. Kanye West, Justin Bieber, Drake, B.O.B., Kesha, Emma Stone, Penn Badgley, Trey Songz, Ashley Greene, Selena Gomez, Neo. Are all just some of the people who will be performing.
Not a single one from our world.
No, no, sir. We are the redheaded stepchild when it comes to this program.
Not represented.
Like, not even a Metallica or like a legendary rock band. They don't even pepper it with a Kings of Leon
or
something.
No longer exist.
Every once in a while, they'll throw a Green Day on or somebody, but yeah, not very often.
Usually they surround them with Broadway actors, though. good news is, though, that Eminem's back at the top of the charts. He's got the number one CD in America.
That's a great CD.
That's good news.
I tell you,
I wish we'd stop playing it. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing Eminem over and over and over again on our show. When are we going to find some room for a little Blind Melon?
That's a good
question.
Or
some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
What's all with all the new music? Damn.
I went down and had that argument and lost.
Yeah, well, so that's a surprise. What's our record now going down the hallway? Win, loss.
Zero and whatever.
Take a look at the column. Not double digits in
not
the W
a lot
column.
Of wins.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Erica Christensen is 28 years old
Erica.
Today. Matthew Perry from Friends, of course, is 41. Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 45, as is Kira Sedgwick from The Closer. John Stamos, who recently appeared on Entourage, is 47. Adam Arkin, very funny, talented actor, is 54. Peter Gallagher of The O.C. is 55. And legendary rapper Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg!
Who I hope is doing well. I know he had a stroke recently. But he celebrates his 41st birthday today.
He put out a greatest hits. You want to hear?
This is after the stroke?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't seem...
You want to hear a little bit?
Where I met last night,
this is what everybody's been waiting for.
Is that just from a stroke?
Yeah. It sounds like he might have a ball gag in his mouth, too.
I'm not sure. If so, they shouldn't do that because he had a stroke.
It does make it hard to understand.
Yeah.
The best part about playing Nate Dogg after the stroke is how disgusted Lisa is.
It's just the
she
worst.
She hates us so much most of the time.
Then
she
why did you make us do it? Time, really. Why did you make us do it then, Lisa?
Yeah, that was my fault.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show every Thursday. We welcome our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky onto the program. And I like the fact that we have a great topic for him today to really use his medical expertise, the decades of experience that he has in the field helping young people with their problems. How are you, Dr. Drew?
I'm great, but I'm holding my breath with that intro.
Well, before he gets to that question, I would like to ask you a question, Dr. Drew, and that is, Bean said earlier this morning that he thinks you're a doctor like Dr. Pepper is a doctor. Is that true, or are you an actual doctor?
I am deeply offended.
Okay, so actual doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's the question. Has Psycho Mike lost his mind, or is ABC's Wipeout Jill Wagner really hotter than Marissa Miller in person because you've had them both as guests on Loveline in the last month?
No. Mike is a very keen eye, and he was quite smitten with this young lady.
Well,
the proof is in the pudding. He went through the same ritual that he went through with Marissa Miller, precisely the same.
But wait, he didn't tell her the story about...
Oh, no, he acted out that story, and he asked her to come over and please push his pelvis down.
He did not.
On the floor, got up on his shoulders like some sort of weird yoga move, and declared that a normal person would be able to do this with her assistance, but he could not because he did not have the necessary anatomical configuration.
There's wow. If you're still confused, there's a video of that at lovelineshow.com.
She did it on video, too. Yes, he did.
Oh,
I
my
forgot
God.
The video was running. Yeah,
we watched that show a lot, and we talked to John Henson, and we were saying, dude, nothing personal, but we'd rather talk to Jill.
Yeah.
For sure.
So she's the real deal, huh?
Yeah. She, too, was horrified, though, by the end of the night, so don't worry.
Of course. Well, yeah, there's no chance she's coming back, right?
No.
Always what happens with Psycho Mike.
He's so good for a while. He gets some charm,
yep.
And they're delighted. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I watch this horror pass over their face. They go from delight
yep.
to terror.
It's a transformation. Yep. I think he has to sabotage it.
Yeah, you're right. We got to work on this.
Well, here's the thing. Look, all the ladies like Psycho Mike when they meet him because he's a young, personable, good-looking kid. And, you know, he's very, very nice for the first couple minutes. But then once his personality starts to come out in the interview, that's when they realize this guy's a loser.
No, he's not a loser. And let's be fair, it's not his personality.
Yeah, I think him self-sabotaging because he doesn't want them to actually reject him for who he is.
At least, Matt, you got to get on him. He has intimacy disorder.
Yeah.
Dr. Lisa.
Every night.
Big time.
It's so funny, Doctor. No matter who you're co-hosting Loveline with, you always diagnose them as having something profoundly wrong with them.
We all do, right?
Well, Bean, I understand, is potentially my next co-host.
Yes, no kidding. There's a lot to talk about with Bean.
Let's switch topics, as we like to do, to something that is in the news. I guess you guys might have talked about this on the Loveline show, too. We haven't discussed it much on this program, but the crazy story of Brittany Murphy and her husband, Simon Monjak, who both turned up dead in the same room of the same apartment or house within a few months of each other. We don't really know what caused their disorders. They're both very young people to die of what seemed like pneumonia or something. Is there anything to them dying in the same place that might not have something to do with pneumonia, might have something to do with where they were living, Dr. Drew?
Mold or something?
You mean like there was a mold or something?
Yeah. Well, that's what people are saying, is that there is mold at the house, so that's why Brittany Murphy died of pneumonia, and then he died a couple months later of the exact same thing.
It kind of reminds me of Legionnaires.
Wait,
when that first happened?
No way.
No way.
No way. Listen, young people die all the time, and when they die, it's not because there's mold in the walls, it's not because, it's either they have some weird congenital problem, or they're doing drugs and alcohol. I mean, that's really about it. You've got to translate that in the news. I don't know these two people. I'm not implying anything, but you should always translate in the news when you ever hear of a young person dying or being exhausted or having dehydration.
Right.
You got to translate that in your head to, he's got a drug problem. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Now,
and they may not have they may not even be aware they have such a problem. And they, it may be, as they always, is always the case these days, doctor prescribed medication. But it's not, quote, natural causes. It's not natural for a young person to die of a illness that's highly, highly treatable unless they have some severe congenital defect.
Right, so the idea that both of them would have the same defect is pretty much not
impossible. But, look, like I said, young people die every day, and it's not black mold.
Okay, not now, why they die.
Now, they found pill bottles, prescription bottles.
Shocking.
On on each side of the same bed.
Shocking.
So, to us, that seems like perhaps Brittany's mom and her former son-in-law were sleeping in the same bed.
So no, let me understand. You found her bottles, the mom's bottles, in with the son-in-law bottles?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the son-in-law was just ripping off mom's bottles.
Could be.
Which is something that happens more commonly.
Is it possible that the mom has mold?
No.
Okay.
But don't you guys, you bring up a topic like that in front of Bean, are you kidding? You're going to be hearing about this for the next 7 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that black mold was invented in the 21st
century? Mold is responsible for a lot of youth deaths.
They did do an autopsy on Brittany Murphy, though, and they did not conclude that there was any kind of foul play or anything like that.
Foul play, right.
But it seemed like they were saying she died of just unfortunate natural causes.
Well,
though, but you're saying no.
Here's what they will say. They'll say pneumonia was discovered autopsy, toxicology report to follow, and you magically never hear the toxicology report. And by the way, it's very difficult to prove that there was an association between whatever's in her system. And look, think how Anna Nicole Smith died. She didn't die of a drug-related death per se. She had an abscess in her gluteal muscle that made her septic, but she was on so many drugs that she didn't manifest the usual sort of features of somebody who's sick and was not sort of a normal mind where she was asking for help
right.
as she got sicker and sicker, so she laid in bed and died. That, and if you did an autopsy, you'd go, well, she had an abscess, she died of sepsis. You wouldn't go, oh, that's a drug death. Even though it was a drug test.
I see. So the drug's just the complicating factor.
It would make them stay home and sink into these horrible conditions without going to the hospital, without realizing they're in such bad shape.
All right, let me ask you one more question, Dr. Drew, before we have to go, and that is, we hear stories like Anna Nicole Smith that you mentioned or Brittany Murphy, and we're so sad because we're maybe fans of theirs or something. We go, well, it's a shame.
It's tragic. It's just awful.
Right. But what I'm saying is we go, well, it's a shame that they're famous and they had yes men around them and they didn't have anybody to help them get out of that spiral. Does the same thing happen with non-celebrities where they don't have a support system, they just don't have anyone who's willing to take the time to force that person to get help, so they end up dying?
Absolutely. I've been saying this for a couple of years now, that it's just what's happening in young Hollywood is reflected in what's happening in America at large, that we have a huge problem with prescription medication abuse and addiction. And my profession is really not kind of dealing with it the way we should, not aggressively, and people are dying all the time. And it's very difficult to confront an addict. It's kind of humorous to me that people are afraid to sort of confront addicts because of their righteous indignation. You know, they always fight you off, but it's like, look, that's part of the disease. You got to just be willing to go through that. And with celebrities, that particular liability is a particular issue because people aren't willing to risk their ongoing access to that person. In other words, if they're rejected from the inner circle,
right.
I remember Deepak Chopra told me he did that with Michael Jackson and was summarily dismissed after confronting him.
Oh, he got fired, you mean?
He just was no longer part of the crew. He was no longer asked to, you know, he couldn't get access to Michael anymore after he confronted him.
A bummer. That guy's a downer.
Yeah, he's a bummer. I'm a guy that goes around bumming people.
Right. I don't want you coming to my party, you know?
I have never one time used these words in a sentence. I remember when Deepak Chopra told me. Never said that. All right. Well, he may not be a real medical doctor, but he's still
is
very,
a real medical doctor.
Yes, so says you. You can follow Dr. Drew on the Twitter.
To get you.
Yes.
Twitter.com/Dr. Drew. Of course, drdrew.com, and check him out 5 nights a week on Loveline. Check your local listings. Dr. Drew, thanks for coming on the Kevin Devine Show.
Thank you.
How do you know you're awake right now, Kevin? How do you know you're not sleepwalking right now while you're doing this show? Because it might sound like it to some people.
It sounds like it every day to a lot of people, actually.
Talking about sleepwalking here on the Kevin and Bean Show, this story came up yesterday. One of our listeners in Illinois, as a matter of fact, listens to the program, sent it to us. A central Illinois man in Bloomington with a history of sleepwalking was acquitted of sexually assaulting a sleeping woman. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, good save.
Right.
Good save. You get caught. You go, not my fault. I was asleep. Well, apparently the jurors believed, after deliberating for less than 2 hours, that the 24-year-old Matt Nelson of Bloomington was, in fact, sleepwalking. He was able to show, I guess, that he had a sleepwalking condition. He was out drinking with some people. He fell asleep on a woman's couch. She testified in court that he later entered her bedroom and sexually assaulted her. Here's my favorite part of the whole story. Nelson testified that he remembered falling asleep and waking up to find a man punching him.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a bad way to wake up, right?
Well, yeah. It's certainly not the way you would choose if you had a choice, no. But doesn't it seem like that's
far-fetched?
Far-fetched. It's too much to believe?
Somewhere along the line, like someone saying, hey, 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 wouldn't wake you up? Like, what does it take to wake someone up who sleepwalks?
Exactly.
But then I don't understand sleepwalking a lot. So I don't know how deep are you asleep?
And what would it take? Why do you do violent acts? Well, I mean, what that's about.
If guys see a woman sleeping, they go, I got to give me some of that. I mean, that's just how a guy's mind works.
Right, but then there's also, like, cases of murder.
Right, there are, and there's been the sleepwalking defense as well, mm-hmm. and sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works, yeah. And in fact, we were doing a little bit of research off the air. We want to take your calls if you're a sleepwalker and have ever done anything either crazy or something that just was surprising to you that you don't remember. We want to hear about this at 1-800-520-1067.
The more extreme, the better. I mean, you get your car and drive or something like that. You hear stories like that all the time.
And how terrifying is that? By the way, you think that you could literally walk out of your house, get into a car, and drive away. I mean, that would be, well, some of the people that we did research on yesterday in sleepwalking cases, part of their sentence has been you have to sleep in a room by yourself and it has to be locked so that you can't go and hurt other people.
So they force you to take care of your own problem.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think, I think I've woken up and, I think everybody said things in their sleep that they don't have any knowledge of, remember. I don't think I've ever gotten up out of bed and being asleep. I think I'm the type of person who's a light enough sleeper that I would wake up if I did, but it's happened to you, right, Kevin?
Well, only once, but it was the strangest thing that's ever happened in my life, and it's I was taking a nap, and I was eating strawberry ice cream, and then when I woke up, the strawberry ice cream was literally all over the walls and the ceiling. Like, I don't know, like I had a giant fight with it. I'm so mad at you, strawberry ice cream. And I woke up, and I just sat there and looked, and I thought, wow, there's something wrong with me.
That's scary.
Like, that scared me.
Yes.
What happened here? But that it's the only one that I have. Like, I don't normally get up in the middle of the night and walk around.
Wait, so does this mean you did get up and go get strawberry ice cream out of your freezer?
No, I remember taking strawberry ice cream into the bedroom so that I could just eat it. And then I fell asleep.
Right.
And when I woke up, it was everywhere. And you just have to picture, wouldn't it be great to have a security cam on that?
Yes.
Just to see how the hell that happened.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't remember if it was on one of the diet shows or if I saw it somewhere else, but there was a woman who kept gaining weight and couldn't figure out why. She was meticulous about the exercise and about what she was supposed to be eating, and she wrote everything down. She did everything, and it ended up, you probably see where this is going, it ended up they did put a camera in her house, and they did find out that she was getting up and cleaning out her refrigerator every night, just eating everything she could get her hands on and had no memory of it whatsoever.
There's a word for that. It's called lying.
Actually, ambient eating is a huge problem. Like, there's a bunch of people out there who say the same thing. They follow their diet very consistently, and they exercise, and they don't understand why they're gaining weight. But one of the big side effects of ambient use
is that you sleepwalk?
No, that you go to the refrigerator and you eat a ton.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that? Does it say that's a side effect on the bottle?
I mean, but there's a lot of reports of people saying the same thing.
Going to the fridge.
It's a fascinating topic. Not everybody does it, but 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a couple real quick before we break for your calls. Let's start with Nicole on line one. This sounds pretty scary for sleepwalking. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello. Hi,
Lisa
May.
Hi.
What'd you do?
Hi. Okay, so when I was younger, I'm totally fine now, so don't freak out, but I had cancer.
Okay.
When I was younger, and I was in the hospital getting chemotherapy treatment. With my IV attached to my body, like, attached to my chest.
Right.
And sleepwalk across, and, it was children's ward of the hospital.
Right.
And I was on the west wing, and I sleepwalk all the way to the east wing, and when the nurse came into my room to give me my, dose of medication, I wasn't there.
Now, the IV thing, that was on one of those rolling stands, and you were just walking around the hospital
stand,
with
like
it.
A giant stand with the bag attached and everything.
What do you remember? When you woke up, what do you remember?
I don't remember much. I mean, I remember my mom telling me,
So you got
my mom stayed in the hospital with me.
So you got all the way back to your room and not knowing that you were sleepwalking?
No, no idea. Apparently, I used the public restroom in the other end of the hospital.
Wow.
Sure, the back of her gown was just flapping away.
Yeah. You were asleep.
My mom, everyone was freaked out because, you're supposed to be in your room.
Right.
Like 11-year-old
girl. Of course.
Girls,
yeah, that's strange.
Wow. And here's the thing that's weirdest to me about sleepwalking, Nicole, and I don't know if you have any thoughts on this or not. You're not only standing up and walking, your eyes are open. It doesn't seem to me logically how you could sleep with your eyes open, but apparently people can.
Well, and that's, I think, why no one stopped me, because they probably thought I was
she just walking.
Going in the hospital, trying to get out of my room.
Wow. Just trying to make a break for it. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. What have you done while sleepwalking? We want to hear your stories when we return on the Kevin DeBede Show. Oh, this is fascinating. And the phones are jammed with people with their sleepwalking stories. Started talking about a guy who was acquitted of sexually assaulting a friend because he was able to convince a jury that he was asleep. He had no knowledge or memory of it at all.
It was an ongoing problem that he had where he sleepwalked. Mm-hmm. I don't know the past tense of that.
Right.
But and then they believed it and they said, okay.
Melissa emails, my husband is a sleepwalker. It's worse when he drinks. I have to lock the refrigerator because he will eat when he gets up. We also get into lots of fights. He doesn't remember anything about him, and I can't tell the difference when he's awake or when he's asleep at the time. So it's very, very frustrating.
Wow.
Interesting, right? All right, let's try. Wow, get some great calls here. Let's get to Tim. He's on line 4. One of the most unusual activities I've ever heard of somebody doing while sleepwalking. Please, especially you, Nicole, and Kelly, please hang on. We will get to your calls. Hi, Tim. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You sleepwalk?
I do it pretty damn often.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
What's the most extreme thing you've done?
This was about 10 years ago. Me and my family just got done working and stuff, and we came back to the house. We were all tired, so we just knocked out. And then my parents woke up, heard this noise in the backyard, so they went out to check it. And turns out I was actually mowing my backyard.
While asleep, you were mowing the yard.
Well, don't wake them up.
I went to bed, and when I woke up, my dad was shaking me, just shaking the crap out of me because
so
I was
weird.
Not responding to him at all.
That's crazy. And by the way, Lisa's right, though. I hope the family waited until you finished before they woke you up.
Absolutely.
No, I was about halfway through.
What?
No.
That's amazing.
But I was really tired, so I went back to sleep after that. And it turns out, like, the next morning, I actually got an eye infection because I got a bunch of grass in there. And I didn't know.
Wow. How about that? Crazy.
How does that not wake you up?
I don't know.
Grass in the eye seems like maybe that's a wake-up factor.
Yeah.
And the noise of a lawnmower, too. Crazy. All right, Tim. Thank you very much. Let's talk to Stacey.
I need to hire Tim to do my lawn in the middle of the night.
Talk to Stacey on line 5. We're getting a lot of emails about sex while sleepwalking, too. And, Stacey, it sounds like that's what you've got going on.
Yeah, I sexually assault my husband in my sleep and in the morning have no recollection.
Wow. How about that?
It's perfect for him, right?
No, I don't let him finish the deal. So in the morning, he just tells me that this is getting really old.
Whoa! Wait. You start, but...
I get him wide awake, fired up, ready to go, and then he says, I roll over and start snoring.
Oh, that just doesn't work.
Oh, today's our anniversary. Can I tell him happy anniversary?
Nope.
So you lose interest in having sex in the middle of it while you are asleep.
Well, I don't even remember having any interest, but yeah, he says I lift up my nightgown, moan, put his hands all over me.
Yeah, he's making that up.
Yeah, I thought it was, but actually, no, I do have some, when he tells me, I remember it as a dream.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
But until he tells me, I have no clue.
So can't you tailor your sleepwalking now to help, you know, end things? Finish up?
I don't.
Not really.
If she's asleep, I guess she didn't have any control over how it goes. Or at least mow the lawn for the guy. All right.
Yeah,
not mowing the lawn. All right.
Let's try Kelly, line 6, please, on the Kevin DeBede Show. Hey, Kelly, thanks for hanging on. What happened to you?
Hi. I fell asleep with my boyfriend in, I guess I slept walking to his roommate's room and went to bed with him.
Excellent.
There you go.
You actually got into bed?
Were you naked?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Were you naked?
Yes.
So you went from your boyfriend's room to his roommate's room and got in bed with his roommate.
And what did his roommate do?
Walk me back into his room.
What a gentleman.
Dumbass.
He's a good roommate, but a bad man. I'll tell you that.
If you're asleep at that point, I mean, really, it's his responsibility as a guy to try and close the deal. Let him not wake you up.
Why didn't he?
I'm just saying he failed.
Thank you for the call,
Kelly.
We appreciate it. All right. You want to talk to Matt, who drove his car while sleeping, ladies and gentlemen. Matt, how did this happen?
Oh, we weren't allowed to park in the street when I was growing up, and I had a dream that my stepmom kept coming in like, Matt, you got to move the car. You got to move the car. And so finally I had enough, got my keys, went outside and moved the car into the street. Woke up in the morning, and I couldn't figure out where the hell my car was, and it was parked down the street. So my parents were not happy with me, to say the least.
Wow, awesome.
So you had gotten up and moved the car, had no memory of it at all.
No.
But you had a purpose, and you finished that job, and then you went back to bed.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
So, that's amazing.
That's
all right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Nicole. She has an interesting story on line 7. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you while sleepwalking?
Hi, guys. Well, when I was in middle school, I was at a slumber party, and I woke up in the middle of the night running down the street thinking that I had to be home. So I saw cars. I was running towards a busy street, realized I should go back, went back and went right back to bed. And the next morning, you know, the door was left wide open. I had gravel in my feet and realized that it really happened.
So you got up out of bed and went outside and started running.
Ran down the street.
And then woke up running.
Yes.
That's
thinking,
weird.
And I remember thinking, I have to be home. I have to be home. And then I can't run home because I live like 3 miles away. and just went back and went to bed like it was nothing.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Now, did you have you sleptwalk a bunch of other times too?
No, that's my one incident.
Isn't that something?
And it scares the crap out of me. It's
no kidding. You don't want to be running.
Yeah, you could have run right into traffic.
Were you wearing anything when you were running down the street?
Yes, pajamas. I was in 8th grade.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right.
Way to go, Kevin.
I didn't know.
Creepy.
I didn't know.
Get Chris Hansen.
All right, Nicole. Thank you for the call. Let's go to David. I know we're running late on time here, but David, hi.
Hey, guys. What's up? Hey, it's me.
Hi, David.
What'd you do when you were sleepwalking?
I actually sleptwalked to the shower.
To the shower. You take a shower?
I was in the shower when I woke up. I think the only reason why I woke up, too, is because I had a dream that I was in a plane and the water was filling up the plane, and that's how I woke up. Like, I was drowning, and I woke up in the shower, like, in soap, in the water, like, drowning.
But wait, you were drowning in the shower?
Yeah, because the water was hitting my face, so, like, I couldn't breathe.
He was waterboarding himself.
I woke up in the shower.
Truth from me if it's the last thing I do.
That's a weird way to wake up, though, in your own shower, isn't it? That's crazy.
Yeah, you all scare me.
I'm pretty happy for that dream.
All right, David, thank you for the call.
Ralph Garman, go!
Where's Allison McCulka? Should we have her on the show yet?
Maybe not. Talked about an hour ago.
Yeah, well, how much leeway do I have to give the show before we can get a guest on?
Usually it's a couple days at least.
What?
At least a couple.
Wait, what is this, the 1940s? We're going to send her a telegram? You want to go by Pony Express and see what's going on?
I'm saying she has a life and she has people and all that.
Where's Kelly Brook? Where's she?
That's a great question. That's what I'm saying as well.
By the way, Ralph, God bless him, but he's walking around today having seen Piranha 3D. Won't tell us anything about it until tomorrow. Come on.
It's not just us. It's can't.
It's just us. Tell us about Piranha 3D. I can't wait.
The good people at Dimensions have asked me to hold off on speaking about the film until it comes out tomorrow, and I promise
I'm going to go see it anyway, no matter what you say, but I just want to know if it's awesome.
Need to hear from me then. Your mind's made up.
I'm going to go.
They've got money. Great.
I'm not spoiling anything with the little embargo.
They'll be happy to hear that.
You're a bad person.
I'm just living by the rules. You know what? I was at the screening.
That's what you're known for.
I was at a screening. I had my cell phone out. Yeah. And someone came to me and said, you have to turn that off and put that cell phone away.
And you said.
You know what I did? Sorry. And I put it in my pocket.
Wow.
I know.
Did you turn it off?
It's a crazy concept, but I turned off the phone and put it away.
Miss Cleo would not have that.
I know. Well, no.
Wow.
Because, some'll lock and bake them.
Right.
Whatever it is. great story I saw on the internet today. I got a couple of them. I have no time. All right, I'll save one for next hour.
All right.
But some big sci-fi news today. I know you guys mock me when I bring this up, but there's a new documentary out called The People versus George Lucas, which is a series of interviews from all walks of life, from fans to filmmakers and stuff, that talk about George Lucas and whether he has lost his credibility, given what he has done to the Star Wars franchise.
So the first three were brilliant, and then,
had created a world.
Right.
And then what happened after that fact with the prequels that he came up with, and what he has done in terms of, shepherding.
Right.
That legacy afterwards, where a lot of fans have turned against George Lucas, who no longer think of George Lucas as a quality filmmaker, as someone they have a positive opinion about because of
what
happened.
I wish he had died in 1984, if that's what you're saying.
There's a lot of people who share Bean's opinions, and it's a fascinating documentary that'll be coming out soon, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to the directors, but it's called The People versus George Lucas, and it presents cases from both sides about how he has behaved. And the reason I bring it up is because it contains one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in this documentary. Here's a little taste of The People versus George Lucas from the trailer.
George Lucas raped a childhood. George Lucas raped a childhood. George Lucas raped a childhood.
There's a lot of
people view George Lucas as the Antichrist.
Has he fulfilled his destiny or has he destroyed his legacy?
Interesting topic, I think, for conversation.
Wow. Lucas raped our childhood.
Because even if you're not a sci-fi fan, strong. Star Wars has affected your life to some extent or another. Yes. And it's a pretty universal pop culture phenomenon. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Can it all be traced to Jar Jar Binks?
I think that was the beginning of the end.
No, yeah, but Jake Lloyd gets his share of credit, right, too, by the way. Let's face it. Look, what George Lucas did was took Star Wars and put doo-doo on it. That's what he did.
Oh, see? With doo-doo on it.
Too bad you're not in the movie, Bean.
Yeah. Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live is dating January Jones, and Us Weekly magazine says his friends can't figure out why.
Well, what's wrong with his friends?
They have poor vision. They have Coke bottle glasses.
No kidding.
They've got the cataracts. The friends.
How do you know what kind of car they drive?
Oh, wow.
Come on. That was pretty good, right?
Epic fail.
Come on.
Fail file.
Wow. Back to you.
Apparently, some of his friends think that she's not the brightest, not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
All right.
Not the fullest picnic basket at the cotillion.
He's not marrying her, right?
Usually he only dates funny, smart women, they claim, and she apparently...
Have they seen her?
I don't know if they have or not. Right. Maybe we should send them a photo. Ready for the Michael Jackson new video game?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. It's called Michael Jackson Drink the Jesus Juice. Where apparently Michael, like Pac-Man, goes around gobbling up small children.
Oh, no.
No, it's like him.
You're making that up.
Yeah, I am making it up. It's called Michael Jackson, The Experience, and apparently it involves you singing and dancing as Michael in the game. And they promise it'll include his biggest hits. Billie Jean, Beat It, and Bad are all featured in the soundtrack. It'll be available later this year for all video systems, and I, for one, cannot wait to play.
Tasty. I'm in. Where do I get tickets?
Yeah, I'm out of time, right? There's no tickets. You have to buy the video game. There aren't tickets for a video game. Today's celebrity birthdays. Erica Christensen is 28 years old today. Matthew Perry turns 41. Nate, really? That many bells for Erica Christensen?
It's pretty damn hot.
She's got frying pan face.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and a little bell.
I'll give you one bell.
And her face kind of stayed in that shape.
A bell. Right.
Yeah. Matthew Perry's 41, Nate Dogg also 41, Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 45. Recently on Entourage was John Stamos. He is 47 years old today. Kira Sedgwick is 45. Adam Arkin is 54, rather, and Peter Gallagher, who we all loved so much as the dad on the OC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dave loved the OC, didn't he?
Did he love it?
I think he still mourns it to this day.
He sure does.
Peter Gallagher is 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph Garman?
What?
Tell me about Piranha 3D.
He's going to tell you
about
tomorrow.
It tomorrow. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, you can.
Is Kelly Brook in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Is Hollywood legend Jerry O'Connell in it?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jerry, by the way. No good comes to Jerry.
Is that right?
Really?
Nothing good happens to Jerry.
Now he's telling us something. All right, go on.
He plays a Joe Francis type, Girls Gone Wild type video sleazeball.
All right.
With the Wild Wild Girls site.
Yes.
And he is down there at spring break on Lake Victoria in Arizona to film girls in various states of taking their tops off and flashing their
tits. Does he get to do that a lot before?
A lot.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
But he pays the price for his immorality in the end.
Oh.
And it's no secret by now. A piranha eats his
Oh, that's his?
Yeah.
That gets eaten?
Yeah. Yeah. But at least it happens in 3D, so you get to see it.
Oh. See, that's the thing. I'm so grateful that I have resisted the urge to go to any 3D movies, and Piranha 3D will be my first, because I think this is the introduction you want to that great technology.
You really want the 3D to give you the severed wang experience?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, you sure do.
I was in that band in high school, by the way.
Severed wang?
I was, yeah.
Really? Severed wang experience.
Were you angry when they went on to big fame and fortune and they left you behind like Pete Best?
A little bit behind. A little bit. I did regret it, Kevin Abid.
Last hour, you may have remember I mentioned The People versus George Lucas, the new documentary about what happened to George Lucas after the first three Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this, but I've been informed that our buddy Kevin Smith will be screening that very same film on August 27th at the Smod Castle. So if you want to see the film, you can see it at the Smod Castle. I don't even know.
Week from tomorrow.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me that he'll be showing that. He's a big Star Wars fan.
Sure.
But, so you can check it out. And also, Kevin and I are doing our Hollywood Babble On show next week, on Thursday night next week, the 26th. So you can check that out as well.
I'm going to show up, stand in the back of the room, and every time you get on a roll, Ralph, I'm going to start yelling.
Yeah.
With questions.
Tell me what they were wearing during that.
I want to make sure you feel at home during the showbiz news.
You feel at home. That trailer we played had that song, George Lucas Raped Our Childhood.
Yeah.
So I was looking around today. There's a great list online of the top rock songs with science fiction themes of all time.
So these are...
Interesting list.
These are rock songs that have science fiction theme, not rock songs that are used in science fiction movies.
These are popular songs that have science fiction themes.
All right. Wow, I don't know.
So I pulled some clips of some of the best ones on there. Number 21 on the list is Flight of the Conchords, The Humans Are Dead / Robots. Their robot song, do you remember that?
Yes, that was funny. Yeah.
The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. And we poison their asses.
See, that's
kind of
stuff. I miss that
that's
show.
That's a little sci-fi feel.
Sure.
This one's legendary. Maybe the most famous, in my opinion, of all the sci-fi themed rock songs. Elton John, right?
Sure.
You ever see Shatner's spoken word version of Rocket Man?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to find it on YouTube.
Is it good?
It's incredible. Comes from his album, I believe, Tambourine Man, where he did a lot of spoken word music.
Yeah.
But Rocket Man. Out there, all along. I think it's going to be a long, long time. It's the best. Killers. This one by the Killers.
Sure.
That was great stuff. Radiohead, of course. They've got a couple of them, but this one especially.
Take me on board that beautiful ship.
Subterranean Homesick Alien. Styx, the legendary band Styx. You know this one. Remember from the commercial.
Domo, what he got for Mr. Robot?
Domo, we're going to Mr. Roboto! Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
He lost his mind, is he or is he blind?
Iron Man.
Sure. Okay, I've heard that song my whole life, had no idea that there was a science fiction theme to that.
Oh, yeah, it's about a giant robot.
It's not about the Iron Man from the comics, though, is it?
No, it's not about that Iron Man, but it's about
a giant
Iron Man.
I know they use it in the movie,
Iron
but okay.
Man, it's a robot, giant robot.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then this one, of course.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Bowie, of course, with Space Oddity.
Sure.
So, is he great song. With Lady Gaga?
I don't know if he's working with Lady Gaga or not. He hasn't
really?
Said anything
sure?
about that.
Time for that.
But you can go to pastemagazine.com for the entire list. But it's cool, especially if you're a sci-fi geek like I am. You want to smell like the Sex Pistols?
Nope.
They've got a new fragrance out.
I do not want to smell like that.
You'll only be able to buy it at the fragrance shop. Which is a good place to get fragrance.
Sure.
I found. Yeah. It's put out by a company called Fragrance and Beauty Limited. And according to the press release, the Sex Pistols scent is fresh, but restless, with a bit of lemon, sharpened and intensified by a defiant black pepper.
You know what that means.
Well, Kevin, come on, it's fresh.
No.
Why has the black pepper got to be defiant, though? Why is that always the black pepper's got to be causing everybody trouble?
Defiant.
No word yet on... whether Johnny Rotten has spun over in his grave yet or not, but I'm guessing he probably has.
He's still alive.
What?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Well, you better hurry up. That joke's going to make no sense if he doesn't die soon. Which is the dead one?
Sid Vicious.
That's what I'm talking about. Sid Vicious, yeah.
One of them is rolling over.
Somebody's rolling.
Maybe both.
I'm not sure who.
Lindsay Lohan
is going to be out of rehab shortly. And when she gets out, looks like she's going to be able to cash in on her experience in jail and in rehab. Hollywood Reporter says that she has booked her first interview post-jail and rehab to OK Magazine. Word is the interview is worth $1 million to Lindsay.
Wow.
Yeah. They say she'll probably earn even more money from her follow-up stories about life behind bars. And she will make between $25,000 and $100,000 for event appearances, whatever those may be or where they may be. But that's what she'll be able to charge. She's been in the news so much recently.
I'm glad she's so articulate and insightful, because I'm sure it's going to be great to hear her account of what went down for these last few weeks.
Well, maybe she'll let her art speak for her, Bean, because Mom, Dina Lohan, tells Extra Magazine that her baby girl is staying busy inside rehab by sketching and painting all day.
No.
Her art is finally, she's getting to express her art now that she's clear-headed.
That's great news.
I can't wait to see. I wonder if she's more of an expressionist or an impressionist. Maybe she's cubist. or maybe she's a dumb whore.
Yes.
I can't decide. By the way, apparently Kim Kardashian has been sending her lots of messages of support while she's inside.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Doesn't Kim have enough effed up women in her life with her sisters that she's got to reach out to Lindsay Lohan? She could reach out to Chloe. I'm going to take off the feed bag.
Oh.
Reach out
to... They're like little hairy people.
Reach out to Courtney and tell her to get out of that effed up relationship. Yeah. There's other places she could be reaching. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you on that.
I'm like a retry here.
That wasn't even a little bit veiled. You didn't even attempt to veil that one.
You do know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, really, very, very clearly. Yeah. Yes.
Today's celebrity.
If what I think is happening, mm-hmm. it better not be.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Gallagher of the OC is 55. Adam Arkin is 54. John Stamos, 47 years old today. Kira Sedgwick's 45, as is Kevin Dillon of Entourage. Matthew Perry's 41. Erica Christensen is 28. Erica. And legendary rapper Nate Dogg celebrates his 41st birthday today, but unfortunately, we're almost out of time.
No, that's too bad.
Lisa couldn't be happier.
That's
just the worst. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have Jerry O'Connell in the studio talking about Piranha 3D.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're also going to tell you about a lost auction. Oh, I want the smoke monster.
They got some cool stuff.
50-50 shot of Adam Carolla.
Hey.
LaQuisha will be here talking about the Jersey Shore, and we've got the movie beat. It's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbis next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Jimmy Eat World. Stick around for that. Also, some Sublime, 3 Days Grace, Rage Against the Machine, and more next on K-Rock.